I'm here with New Mexico's Taxation and Revenue Secretary, Stephanie Chardon Clark. Hello.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me on.
The state of New Mexico is going to be providing some tax rebates in June. Could you open with a little summary of what's being planned?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the second year in a row where, because of strong revenue performance statewide, the state is sharing back this revenue surplus directly with taxpayers. Last year, we issued about $1 billion of non-recurring rebates as tax relief. This year, we're doing it again. It's about $673 million total that will go out to taxpayers, mostly in the month of June. If you're a single filer, you'll receive a $500 rebate. If you're a married couple or a head of household, you'll receive $1,000. We will begin issuing the ACH deposits about June 17th, and we'll start mailing them just about June 20th. There's a bank holiday of June 19th in there. They're being printed by the state's fiscal agent bank, which is Wells Fargo, and they can print about 70,000 checks per day, get them in the mail. And so it's going to take about probably 10 business days or so for the bank to be able to finish printing and mailing all the paper checks. But for about 550,000 taxpayers who are set up to receive a direct deposit, we will initiate those on the 16th. They should be in bank accounts by about the 18th or 19th or so of June. These are tied to people who filed a 2021 tax return with the state of New Mexico. So your 2021 return is the one that would have been due around April 15th of 2022. So if you filed a return and you're a New Mexico resident, and as long as you're not a dependent on someone else's return, you're automatically eligible for this rebate. There's no application. You don't need to call us or check with us. The only people who may need to touch base with the department are those who haven't received last year's rebates yet, who meet those same eligibility criteria. So if you didn't receive the rebates that were issued last May through August of 2022, you probably do want to give us a call, but there's no reason to call or nothing you need to do other than that to receive this year's rebate. So if you filed and you're eligible, we'll automatically send it.
Stephanie, with regard to those state residents who didn't owe any state tax, maybe didn't file a state mm-hmm. tax return for 2021, are there mm-hmm. any options for low-income people like that?
That is a great question, and yes. So what we referred to, so the tax filers are eligible for this rebate, but there's also a payment program for those who are non-filers. And like you mentioned, there are some very low-income people who aren't required to file a return. They will have the option of applying for a payment through the Human Services Department, and that those payments will go out in the month of July. There's going to be an application portal through the Human Services Department's website where people will be able to apply. But I do want to say that those payment relief, those relief payments to non-filers are limited to $15 million that was appropriated by the legislature, and it's going to be paid on a first-come, first-served basis. If that funding runs out, what I would recommend is that anyone, even if you're not required to file a 2021 return, if you're a New Mexico resident, go ahead and file one. Because then you'll be assured that you'll receive the rebate through the tax program, and you won't have to worry about the first-come, first-served basis and whether the Human Services Department money might run out. So even if you're not required to file a tax return, you can file a tax return. And if you're a resident, that will make you eligible.
Are you saying that individuals who did not file a 2021 tax return mm-hmm. should go ahead and file a 2021 tax return, even if it's well past mm-hmm. that due date?
Yeah, if they are a New Mexico resident and not a dependent, you know, on someone else's return that was filed already, you know, even if you're very low income and not required to file the return, it might still be in your interest to file it. If you didn't owe any tax, then you wouldn't have any penalty or interest or anything to worry about for filing late, but it may make you eligible for the rebates. And again, there is going to be that Human Services Department payment available. But what we experienced last year with a similar program was that the funding did run out. And we've been encouraging people to file a tax return, even if they're not required to, so that they can benefit from the rebate.
For listeners who want to find out more information, maybe they haven't quite caught all of what you've been talking about just now. What are some resources, phone numbers, websites, etc., where they might go?
Great question. Our website is probably the single best place to go. It's tax.newmexico.gov, and we've made it front and center. Everything about rebates is the first thing you'll see if you go to our homepage. So you go there, and it's got a big banner at the top that'll stay there for the next several months about rebates. We put up a frequently asked questions link there that, you know, is available for basically all the typical questions people will ask. You know, we also have a call center available, but I would almost recommend that people not call it at this time unless, like I said, they have not received last year's rebates yet. If that's the case, definitely get in touch with us, and the numbers and everything are available right there. tax.newmexico.gov. But there's no reason to call right now if you're just waiting for the rebates that are coming out later in June.
With regard to the motivation for the state to issue these tax rebates, could you share some of the decision-making discussion that has led to this latest round of tax rebates?
Yeah, absolutely. New Mexico, as probably most of your listeners are aware, benefits from production of oil and natural gas in our state. And oil production over the last couple years has been hitting record highs month after month. And so we're in the enviable position of having a revenue surplus. We have been managing our reserves down to about a 35% reserve level, which we feel is necessary and prudent, given that, you know, we all know that oil booms eventually bust. And we want to make sure that when that day comes, when oil comes back down below this peak, that the state is still in good financial shape. And so this non-recurring tax relief that gets passed each, you know, 1 year at a time is a way that we can directly return that surplus back to the taxpayers without committing to long-term tax cuts that we might not be able to afford in future years. So like I said earlier, last year we returned about $1 billion of non-recurring relief back to the taxpayers through the rebate program. This year, we're estimating the rebates will total about $673 million. And so, yeah, we're just making sure that this unprecedented revenue surplus that the state is enjoying, which is due a lot to oil production, that we share that back with taxpayers. And, you know, we know that they're needing help with things like increasing costs for fuel and food and other basic necessities. And we hope that this will just take the edge off a little bit for our families.
I've been speaking with New Mexico's Taxation and Revenue Secretary, Stephanie Chardin-Clark. Stephanie, would you care to talk a little bit about your career with the state, how you got involved with the Grisham administration, and how you became the Tax and Revenue Secretary?
Oh, I would be happy to. I'm not a native New Mexican, but New Mexico has been my home since 2003. I came here after college. I grew up in North Dakota, actually, and went to college and then moved right to New Mexico. And I've lived in Santa Fe ever since. And ever since then, I've been working for the state. I've been a state employee for almost 20 years, and a lot of that was in finance. My background is in economics. I have a bachelor's and a master's in economics. So I started off doing revenue estimates and working for the legislature, you know, just learning everything I could about the state's finances and budget and tax code. And then just over 4 years ago, I was appointed to be the tax secretary in January 2019 at the beginning of the Lujan Grisham administration. And it's just been the honor of a lifetime to have the opportunity to make a difference for our taxpayers. We also oversee MVD. So it's been amazing. It's been definitely challenging leading an agency through the COVID pandemic and everything that came with that. But the agency is doing great. We've reduced our vacancy rate from about 30% to 20%, and it's still marching downwards. We've, you know, built our budget. We're focusing on training and customer service. In our MVD offices, the state average wait time across the state is down to just 5 minutes. And so we're just so proud of the progress we've made together as a team. And yeah, like I say, it's New Mexico is home now. It's the place I've lived the longest in my life, and it's definitely home. I plan to keep everything here.
And Stephanie, have you any aspirations towards future political office beyond your current position?
No, that's an interesting question. But you know, I'm a technician. I really love to dig into the weeds and understand the programs and the data and how it all works. And I don't think political aspirations are really in my my bailiwick. I just really like to serve the public and, you know, help a team, and that's good for me. Right now, I'm just focused on doing the best I can do at the tax department. You know, hopefully I will be able to stay there another 4 years. I've just completed 4 years, and I just am very committed to that team and making sure that we serve our customers the best we can. That's all I'm thinking about.
Well, I've been speaking with Secretary Stephanie Charden Clark, Taxation and Revenue Secretary for the state of New Mexico. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Rachel. We appreciate you helping us get out the message about the rebate.